You're listening to SBS News.
The number of refugees with disabilities settling in Australia has grown since 2012, when a discriminatory policy was abolished. But Asher Hirsch from the Refugee Council of Australia says the policy change didn't come with additional funding.
So in 2012, the Australian government removed a discriminatory policy which excluded refugees with a disability from resettlement. And that was very welcomed in the sector and by refugee communities. But while we've seen an increase of number of refugees arriving with a disability, the government hasn't allocated additional funding to provide disability support services and other vital services to assist those new refugees with a disability get the support and access they need.
Mr. Hirsch is the author of a report called Barriers and Exclusions: The Support Needs of Newly Arrived Refugees with a Disability. It's found a number of hurdles, including access to assessment and support, a lack of appropriate housing, and inadequate support from the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The report has been released at the Refugee Council of Australia's annual conference to try to prompt action from government and the relevant agencies, such as the National Disability Insurance Agency. Mr. Hirsch says some people are missing out on services simply because they don't know they're available.
So while they have legal access, such as access to the NDIS, it's a matter of getting support and understanding of how to access those services and applying for them. So there's a whole range of barriers, such as the language barrier, obviously not knowing how the disability system works in Australia.
The chief executive of the National Ethnic Disability Alliance, Dwayne Cranfield, says part of the reason why there's a low take-up of services can be attributed to racism.
The problem that Australia we battle with every day with is the, and I'm just going to say it out loud, the racism that we have in this country around how we treat people from different ethnic communities and different cultures and people of different colour. It's just something that we see all the time, and NIDA being within that space, we hear these stories all the time where people just haven't been informed, or someone hasn't decided to give them the proper information or thought that maybe they need to know or considered the fact that these people probably don't know the true lay of the land with regard to what they're entitled to or what they need or what's a reasonable adjustment to their life.
Mr. Cranfield says the report by Asher Hirsch will be widely distributed, and he hopes the advocacy that is underway will lead to more refugees getting the help they need.
NIDA and other key stakeholders like FECA have been advocating very, very hard with the NDIA to try and rectify this. And I'm happy to say now that NIDA is doing a significant amount of work with the NDIA, hopefully very soon around refugees and humanitarian visa holders who are eligible for the NDIS to try and get their numbers of access up into the program.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.